From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. Philip DePoy is a prolific novelist, poet, and playwright. He was nominated for a Seamus Award for a book in his popular Flap Tucker series and received the prestigious Edgar Award for a 2002 mystery play titled Easy. Though he's based in Atlanta, Georgia, he just released Cold Florida, first in a new series set in a fictional town somewhere near Tampa. Our reviewer Sally Bissell takes a look.
On a cold, wet February morning in Fry's Bay, Florida, the phone rings in Foggy Moskowitz's shabby office. It's 2 a.m. He wants to be home in bed. But Sharon, his supervisor at the Child Protective Services Bureau, has an emergency on her hands. It seems that Lynette Baker, a local junkie, has disappeared from the neonatal unit along with her newborn baby, a very sick little girl who needs to be found pronto. The bad luck is Foggy's, since he's still on the clock. Moskowitz is a fast-talking, wise-cracking Brooklynite with a shady history of criminal activity. The proverbial crook with a heart of gold, Foggy is on the lam in Florida doing penance for a carjacking back in New York that went terribly wrong. But after hot-footing it to the hospital and interviewing Maggie Redhawk, the nurse in charge, Foggy begins to think that something doesn't quite add up. Following leads that take him from one dirty spoon to another, and finally to the apartment building where a heroin pusher named Jody sets him up for a beating, and a cross-dresser named Gerald comes to the rescue, Foggy discovers that Lynette and her baby are being cleansed of their heroin addiction in a sweat lodge deep in the Seminole Indian Swamp. No one is who he seems to be in Fry's Bay, and it's not long before Foggy realizes he's involved in much more than a case of a missing child. From the cook at Pete's Billiard Emporium, Foggy gets a history lesson on the Seminole Indian tribe of Florida, the only tribe in America that refused to sign a peace treaty with the United States government. It's 1974, and the tribal council is fighting one of the wealthiest oil men in the world for the return of their sacred but lucrative land. And since most of the town's residents have Seminole blood coursing through their veins, they all seem to have a vested interest in Foggy's investigation. He just can't figure out why. In a clever nod to Mickey Spillane, DePoy has crafted a crime novel with enough shootings, knifings, and rat-a-tat-tat action to satisfy the diehard noir crowd. But he has tempered the violence with unexpected bits of sentimentality. Foggy loves reflecting on his tough Jewish upbringing in Brooklyn, his Aunt Shana's cooking, the standard by which he measures any other meal that's put in front of him, and he thrives on philosophical debates about sin and redemption with John Horse, the Seminole medicine man whose concoctions may just save Lynette and her baby. In fact, Foggy Moskowitz is just the type of character that readers are going to want to get to know better. Here's hoping the second Moskowitz novel is being written as I speak.
The book is Cold Florida by Philip DePoy. Sally Bissell's a retired Lee County librarian who also writes reviews for Library Journal. Find her reviews online at wgcunews.org and search for Florida Book Page.